Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lie with us is my favorite football expert, way better than Ray Dittiger, is Ross Tucker. Hi, Ross.
Angela, what's up, man?
My man, Ross, I got to start right in. Ross, these kind of trades don't happen that often. Howie seems to be the guy being able to make them. You surprised by this one?
No, not really. I mean, I was Eagles training camp last week on Tuesday, and you just knew that they had to make some kind of move at the cornerback position. I think Howie is smart enough to know, Angelo, you can't go into a season with, as you and I have discussed, having clearly the worst position group at one of the most important position groups in the NFL, and that being the corners, especially when everybody in the media is talking about it. All my buddies that are Eagles fans are texting me about it. How can we get a corner? Can we get Kendall Fuller? What can we do? If you're a GM, you can't allow that. You can't go into the season that way. And then if it ends up being a liability, everyone is going to blame you. So I felt like he had to do something. He probably gave up a little bit more than I would have liked with the third-round pick and Jordan Matthews. But Jordan Matthews only had 1 year left on his deal. Darby has two. There's a lot of value in that, a lot of value in 2 years on a rookie contract. So do I think the Eagles overpaid a little bit? Maybe, but they needed to make a move like this. And a lot of times third-round picks never really do anything for you. So right, I don't get too caught up in that.
Let me just – you witnessed the Eagles before Ronald Darby. How bad were the cornerbacks?
Pretty bad. I mean, I think Jalen Mills has done some positive things, and I thought Thursday night against the Packers, he looked pretty good. But, I mean, Patrick Robinson has been awful. And I've talked to multiple people about it. He has not been good at all, and the young guys aren't ready. So, I mean, you cannot go into an NFL season with one legitimate corner in Jalen Mills, who for a lot of teams would be their number three, maybe number two. Now you bring in Darby, who, as a rookie, was awesome. The concern there is that he kind of dropped off a little bit last year, Angelo. And, I knew I was coming on with you, so I did some homework. As you know, I played for the Bills. So
yes, yes.
I talked to some people up in Buffalo. His reputation is that, number one, he is a rare, rare athlete. I mean, I talked to a couple scouts. There are not many more talented guys at the corner position in the NFL than Ronald Darby. I mean, he just moves unbelievably smooth, fast. I mean, he's a tremendous player in that regard. Awesome. However, his rep was, you know, after he had such a good rookie year, it was like he made it. You know, it was like, okay, I'm a starter in the NFL. I kicked butt as a rookie. I'm going to get a big contract. And people just felt like he didn't put the extra time in with the film work to make sure that he had another good year. He was almost content. So the hope is that whether it's Schwartz or just the fact that the Bills were willing to trade him, that can kind of get him back into the mode of being hungry like he was as a rookie. And frankly, he should be. I mean, this is year three. If he plays really well, Howie will give him a new deal going into next year. So all he really needs to do is ball out for 16 games, and he'll be rich beyond his recognition.
All right. Now, Ross, this is a phenomenon that I don't think I've ever really explored that much before, but it's happening over the last couple of days with Jordan Matthews. He leaves, and I mean, Wentz nearly broke down, all right? Wentz couldn't believe that he had lost one of his favorite people. Matthews is very popular in the locker room. Here's Zach Ertz talking about how they already miss him. Listen to this. I just, Russ, is this the kind of thing that would linger? Is this something we should worry about in that it's going to bring dissension on the team that they don't have one of their favorite people?
I think they'll get over it, but the move was not without risk. I am a little surprised that these guys, whether it's Ertz and Wentz, that they felt this strongly about him. Now, I've been around Jordan. He was at the rookie symposium a couple years ago. He's a pretty impressive guy.
Yeah.
But I'm still surprised, you know, Wentz and Ertz. I mean, you know, when you're a pro football player, you kind of get hardened by the comings and the goings of guys. But pretty clearly, they were really close to him, and they appreciated the way he went about his business. I think that once the season starts and once the games start, that stuff, they'll tend to forget about it. I think that the bigger concern, Angelo, is that, you know, Wentz doesn't really have any established chemistry or rapport with Alshon Jeffrey yet, or Torrey Smith, or Nelson Aguilar. I mean, my concern, more so probably than even, you know, Ertz and Wentz having their feelings hurt or being concerned that they lost their buddy, would be, are we sure that Wentz is going to click with these other three guys? I mean, they basically got rid of, you know, Wentz's most reliable, consistent target. That would be the concern for me. However, man, I mean, they got some talented guys coming in. Everybody I talk to raves about Nelson Aguilar, and I'm pretty excited about this Mac Hollins kid
Thank
as well.
Thank you.
Mac Hollins looks like he's Jordan Matthews with speed.
I thought, let me just tell you,
wow,
Russ, I was hoping you would mention that. When do you see straight arms like that? And a rookie? That kid's powerful, strong, and looks like he's quicker than Jordan. Maybe that's the guy they're looking at to fill that slot.
You know what? I think that there's a chance. I mean, he is
good.
Plus, he's a stud on special teams, which makes you know he's got the dog in him. You know what I mean? Like, he's a fighter. He'll get after it, which I love. I have no idea, by the way, just as an aside, what the coach did in North Carolina. I mean, Trubisky only started for 1 year down there,
yep,
and Mac Collins, he didn't go to the fourth round because they barely ever threw him the ball. I have no idea what the coaches are doing. I mean, just in one game, he almost caught more passes from the Eagles than he did in North Carolina.
Amazing. They don't know what they're doing in North Carolina, but we appreciate it because we got a bargain there. All right, Russ, I had a couple of things I want to rub by you, too. I am fascinated by the Ezekiel Elliott situation. Were you surprised by the six games? And how much of a fight do you think we're about to see by the Cowboys and Elliott to get that thing knocked down or knocked out?
I was surprised because Friday on my radio show, I said that I expected to be between 1 to 4 games, and I got a text from a very good source that said, don't rule out 6.
Ooh.
And so I tweeted that, and I was the first person. I think
you were. I saw it, Ross.
Nobody thought
like, wow.
6. Nobody.
And I thought you were nuts.
Being 6. Which, right, by the way, Rhea and Angelo, that's exactly what I would do if I were Goodell. Look, the last time he was perceived to go light on a domestic abuse incident, it was a crisis for the NFL, and he almost got fired.
Yep.
This time, some people perceive that he's being too harsh, and so one owner's upset, and one fan base is upset, and one football player will miss a couple more games. I mean, what would you do if you were the commissioner? For me,
100%
I
right.
This week,
but I would
always
gone,
lean on being overly punitive if I were the commissioner.
But, Ross, I would have gone to the hearings before so that when I meted out that punishment, I could say that I heard him lie myself. Goodell didn't show up for the hearings, and he left himself open with that. I don't understand that at all. Makes no sense.
I don't really understand that either, although, yeah, Angelo,
yep,
they had, you know, this advisory panel, including this Peter Harvey, who used to be the Attorney General in New Jersey.
Right.
It's a weird game they're playing, Angelo, where, you know, Roger Goodell wasn't even on the conference call. This advisory panel and this former Attorney General, Peter Harvey, who told Roger Goodell he thought Zeke committed these crimes, he's the one answering questions. It's like, They're trying to distance Goodell as much as they can, but he's also the one still making, you know, the final decision.
All right, Russ, I got one more for you, and I'm not gonna soft pedal this. This is the most important question I've ever asked you in all the years we've had you on a show.
Mm.
Russ Tucker, who once played for the Cowboys and Jerry Jones, Al,
mm-hmm,
but lived in our area, grew up here. Russ Tucker, did Jerry Jones deserve to go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Oh, man. That's not what I thought you were going to ask.
Come on. I need an answer.
As a contributor, yes. I think I've actually,
Boo!
Yeah.
Boo! Boo!
I know. Yes, she did. Hey, can I redeem myself? Angelo, can I redeem myself?
Please, hurry.
All right, so you know how I've been saying that the NFC East will be all jumbled between 7 and 9 and 10 and 6, right?
Yeah.
Well, I thought the pecking order probably was Dallas, New York, Philly, Washington, something like that.
Yes.
Based on the Zeke suspension, the fact that their left tackle's back is killing them and their left guard situation's terrible, and the Eagles getting Ronald Darby, I have now flipped that. I now believe that the Eagles are probably at the top of the pecking order, then Giants, then Cowboys 3, Redskins 4. So
we're going to win the division!
Exactly.
We're going to win the division! Ross, you redeemed yourself, but it was close there for a while.
I thought I could. Thank you.
And that's why I like you more than Didinger. Ross, thank you, my friend. You're the best. Ross Tucker. I've been saving that question for a while because he played for Joe.
Well,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.